Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And if you're a fan of anime, manga, collectibles, you're in the right place. Make sure you like and subscribe so make sure you don't miss new weekly episodes that drop every single Friday. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to leave a review at the end of the show. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you find your podcast, be sure to follow the show on there as well. So this week's episode is a little bit different. It's kind of a little bit more reactive. It's a little bit more about a new anime-inspired character that's made their debut this week from a very unexpected source. So I never really cover topics like this. You'll see soon. I'll cover a new character, but this is different to what I thought I'd ever actually speak about on this podcast. But this week we've seen a new Vatican character being unveiled for their new year coming in 2025 for their Jubilee. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstep? Then take a look at Boksu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boksu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks, and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night or watching your favourite anime. With Boksu, every snack box includes the snacks, but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, this theme for that month, and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boksu.com. And use the link down below to shop your first box and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over and enjoy a taste of Japan every single month with Boksu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boksu. So this whole kind of announcement has caused quite a stir, I kind of expect it would. It's caused a little bit of stir between the kind of more traditional followers of the Catholic Church and then the new generation as well that have actually fallen in love with it. I'm not Catholic, I'm not religious in the sense, from that traditional kind of sense. So this, it does nothing for me, if I'm honest. However, let's take a look. We've got some images and let's talk about what the character is, what she represents, all that good stuff, all the background, and what the Vatican is aiming to do with this new character. So here she is. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's over on the screen here. So this new main character is called Luce, so L-U-C-E, pronounced Luce, which is Italian for light. So this is, I feel like, as we kind of dive through, you'll kind of see a lot of symbolism or kind of representation with the character, and I feel like when we dive into the character designer himself, you'll kind of see the kind of style that's very, very on brand for him and very kind of iconic for his kind of style, and you'll start to see a lot of kind of symbolism. We've got some sheets from the artist on their site, so L-U-C-E, pronounced Luce, and it's Italian for light. She represents a journey through life's storms, embodying resilience and hope, which I believe is the theme for next year's Jubilee. The character has been unveiled for the Jubilee year 2025, which is a period of pilgrimage and grace within the Catholic Church. I didn't do too much research on that. I don't want this episode to be like a full like lesson on that, but dive into more of that if you will, if you do want to find out more. But the character designer is Simone Legno, and he's famous for having the brand Tokidoki, which is taking inspiration from anime and Japanese pop culture to make chibi-style characters similar to Luce. Luce is dressed in a bright yellow raincoat with blue hair, muddy boots, and a rainbow-coloured rosary, and Luce is accompanied by three friends, each named to reflect core values of the Jubilee. So together, Luce, Faith, Zin, and Sky sport the Jubilee's red, green, and blue colours and represent the diversity of the church's global message. So it's cute, I think, from an outwards perspective, from my perspective as an anime fan, but not a religious person. She's cute. It's not, when I kind of saw the headline that the Vatican has released a character, this isn't actually what I thought I would see, if I'm honest. I kind of expected a much more kind of ornate looking character, something with more white, more gold, more of those kind of colours, not a yellow raincoat and muddy boots. But I know nothing about the Jubilee for the Vatican or the Catholic Church in specific. But a pilgrimage makes sense. She's kind of going through a journey, I guess, a little adventure. So it does make total sense. And it is really, really cute. So it is adorable, I have to say. It's not the character I thought I would see, but it's cute and I love that it's a chibi. I'm obsessed with anything that's cute. And I think that is why I have so many Funko Pops, is because they're so cute and kind of chibi. So on Luce, there's quite a few symbols, or quite a lot of symbolism, and it's kind of everywhere. So let's start with the more obvious one, which is the rosary beads. So the rosary beads represent a life filled with deep prayer, and they symbolize simple daily Christian prayer. So it's kind of more a flat out, it's a symbol of Christianity, I guess, in just one go. Then we've got the little kind of staff that she's holding. So it looks like a Y kind of shape. And this is a bourdon, and it's a walking stick, and it evokes the arduous journey of the pilgrim. It symbolizes the pilgrimage of life, a journey towards eternity. Okay, that sounds like a big journey for a tiny, tiny character. So, dirty boots, this is what kind of surprised me. I was surprised by the actual dirty boots more than anything else. Like, I love her face, her eyes are super cute, and we'll go into that in a second. But her dirty boots actually what surprised me more than anything else, because when I think of the Vatican, I think of this kind of really ornate, clean, white and gold vibe, like I mentioned earlier. So I'm quite surprised that she's got muddy boots, which they're a symbol of humility, a long, arduous journey again. The ugly green representing hope, and it's echoed in the Pilgrims of Hope lettering in the actual logo itself. So that one's a little bit more like kind of more brand than anything else. The coat, because she's going through a storm, she's going on an adventure again. Most of these are because she's going on a journey, which makes sense. But the light in the eyes, the little kind of, her eyes are super cute, and they've got like the kind of like shell shape at the bottom. And at first I thought that was maybe just cute design, but there is actually a symbol in that as well. So in the eyes represents a vision of the light of God and the journey towards it. Light is a symbol of hope. And light in the eyes, the shape of the design resembles a shell, a symbol of perseverance in faith. Okay. It's nice. I don't know what to say about that one, because that's really deep. Yeah. I'm not Catholic, so I don't know what to say with things like that. I don't know what to say about the shell. To me, it's a shell. It's a shell in her eyes. But it looks nice. It looks nice in the design. It looks really cute. It looks quite like glowy, which is nice. But the characters are super, super cute. There is also an angel and a dog that kind of floats. Well, the dog's not floating. There's the dove and the angel that float above her. And then there's a little dog as well, which is super cute. Super little like character friends. So you got three friends there, which are super, super cute. I think my favorite one, the one with the green coat with her little pink hair and the little pink boots, and the kind of, she's got like a little cherry blossom on her little staff. She's got like a bear in her pocket. She's my favorite one. She looks absolutely awesome, and I love the orange and purple eyes. That to me is giving Halloween, and I'm so here for that character. I like that she's got the ears. She's the cutest one. She is the cutest one. I know that Luce is like the main character in this kind of squad, but honestly, she is stealing the show for me. She looks absolutely awesome. I really, really like her. But Luce is nice too. I feel like they went more to town on that one. But what was really cute, when they kind of unveiled this, they also showed a more 3D version of her, and she looks adorable as a little 3D character. All of them actually really come to life a little bit more in this 3D kind of style, which is kind of rare. Sometimes it look kind of creepy in the 3D, but when you see an anime character and they're kind of made 3D, it's a little bit creepy because of the eyes. I think that's what it is, or maybe that's what it is for me. It creeps me out. But I think she's really cute. The whole Vatican kind of idea for this is that it's kind of, I think it's meant to start a new conversation with the youth of today. Vatican hopes this will resonate with today's youth that are growing up with anime, and anime has become a big thing now. It's bigger than when I was a kid. You know, they're growing up with Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, One Piece. it's becoming more and more and more part of every day. And I think they're kind of wanting to join in on that conversation or be part of that as well. This is the first time they've made a mascot, so an interesting choice. And I think that's why it's caused some controversy between the new generation and the kind of more traditional Catholics of the church, members of the church. I think it's caused a little bit of controversy that it's a bit too modern, it's a bit too much of a step. I don't know, I think it's hard to cast judgment on something where I'm not actually a member of the church or anything like that. I'm just here to report on the cuteness of this character and the character set, specifically her with the pink hair. If you want to find out kind of more about Luce and Friends or that kind of vibe, I think there's some videos of the unveiling and there's the kind of art cards that I've shown on here, but you can see more for yourself on Tokidoki's website, tokidoki.it. So do check that out. It is really, really cute. It's got its own kind of like tab at the top. So, but I think it's nice. What are your thoughts? I think we're so used to seeing mascots for so many things nowadays. We see them a lot for the Olympics specifically. We always see an Olympic mascot, and I feel like Japan made that famous because theirs for the Olympics was so good. And I feel like everyone's trying to kind of jump on that and carry on that love for a character that embodies that brand or embodies a belief in this respect, a belief, a kind of an act or like a journey in this respect. But I think it's really, really cute. I am glad that the artist Simone did put the art cards on their website. I think it's nice to kind of fully understand it, because to me, otherwise she's just wearing a raincoat and muddy boots because she's going on a journey, but I don't know anything why. Really, really cute. But do check it out. I think I'm struggling to round this one up, if I'm honest, because I don't know what to say. I think we'll start to see maybe more of this come to fruition. I think we'll start to see more of her, or more on merch, more on posters, maybe. I think they're attending, the Vatican is taking place in the Holy See convention in Osaka, Japan. So perfect timing to release a character, I guess, in 2025. And I believe it's the first time they're taking part in that. So I guess a lot of steps to like modernity, I guess, to be more modern, being more kind of front facing, I guess, for a new generation. Let me know what your thoughts are. It doesn't do what I think they want it to do for me, if I'm honest. It doesn't make me want to find out more about the church. It doesn't really do anything like that for me, if I'm honest. But I love the characters. I'm all here for the characters. They're very cute. So do check them out. Do have a look. But that's been this week's episode. A little bit of a weirder episode this week, but it's been kind of nice covering something that's a little bit newer, a little bit fresh, a little bit different for the podcast instead of just recommendations and stuff. So this has been really, really interesting and fun. There's a lot of fan art out there, so do check that out as well. I'll put some up on the screen here now. But do check out some of the fan art. Some fan arts are really, really cool of what they think Luce could look like or should look like or whatever. Have a great week. Be sure to like, subscribe. It really does support the show. Thank you to everyone who's started following the show. I subscribed to the channel over the past week or so. We've seen so much love this month for the podcast. We've had like 28 new subscribers. So thank you so much for that. It really, really does. It's amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for subscribing to the channel. Have a great week. Enjoy whatever anime you'll be watching this week, however much you'll be watching. And enjoy. Have a great week. Enjoy. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. I just thought I'd hop in here real quick to tell you all about Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is the world's largest anime streaming platform with literally thousands of anime for you to explore, including new series such as Demon Slayer, newest One Piece, and more, Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, all that good stuff, alongside iconic shows such as Hunter x Hunter, Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, and a whole host more. Alongside some ones that you've never even heard of, but you'll love diving into their worlds and their stories. Fans of the Chibi and Chill anime podcast can take advantage of a 7-day free trial so you can dive into as much anime as you'd like without having to properly finish, sign up, and pay. Get a 7-day free trial of Crunchyroll down below using the links in my video descriptions and dive into a world of thousands of anime waiting for you to explore.